Festival One podcast.
Hello and welcome to the church. We have an awesome panel for you this morning. It's going to be emceed by Melody from Drop Deep Skateboarding. So, cool.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Melody, and I just welcome. And this is a forum that we've set aside because we want to acknowledge action sports ministries in New Zealand and worldwide, really. They're growing and they're relevant. And sometimes I've found in my journey with Drop Deep Skateboarding that there can be a clash when it comes to church and faith and action sports and some barriers. So this morning or this afternoon, we would love to smash down some of those barriers and see people living out their faith through their passion of whatever action sports there are. And so what we've done is we have come up with an incredible panel of guests who are going to share honestly and openly about some of their struggles and some of their, but also some of the joys that come from being who God called them to be. And so I'm going to introduce them and we're going to have questions. So if you've got a question, this is a real participation kind of thing, please put your hand up and we'll try and answer them as best as we can. So first up, we have Logan Mills. He is the director of Christian Surfers New Zealand. Is there anything you want to say?
Welcome, everyone. Whoa, it's loud. Yeah, my name's Logan. I'm the director of Christian Surfers New Zealand and super honoured, and it's been a real God-given role. So I'm excited to share what I know and learnt and still learning. So it's cool. Thanks for everyone coming and keep coming in, those who are down the back.
Hey, yeah. And next up, we have all the way from California, Josh Harmony. Pro skater Josh Harmony.
Aroha.
And we have all the way from Raglan, Ben Wallace. And last but not least, G'day. We have the incredible legend, Mary from Encounters, joining us. You're from Rotorua, is that? No. So, for the third time. So represented here is years of experience, and I'm not going to do all the talking. I'm going to let these guys do the talking. They don't know. They've not got no script. We're totally flowing in the Spirit of God here. And so any questions that might come that you might have burning in your heart, please share, because it helps us flow. We've got 40 minutes. So let's start with Mary. Mary, could you tell us a bit more about what you do and how long you've been? Oh, by the way, just Mary will be sharing her story after this. 4:15 here. So you'll get her full testimony here at 4:15. So if you could just share a little bit about yourself and start with what's on your heart and what you're passionate about and why you started, how you began, that would be fantastic.
Awesome. So it's my husband, lovely husband, Joel, down there. Yeah, Joel. And to my groupies, the Encounter crew, that's here. Yes, a few Encounter T-shirts, so it's awesome. But pretty much, for me, it started on a farm in the South Island at Timaru. And, had some mean brothers. They're like, you're such a girl. Don't be such a girl. And but I wasn't actually very good at many sports. Wasn't very academic, did not like school. But got on a dirt bike and, I loved it. Took to that and, just kind of progressed in my dirt bike riding. Started racing motocross and I actually seen for the first time here at Mystery Creek at the field days many moons ago, there was this freestyle motocross show and these guys, they jump in this ramp, huge jump, and I was like, I want to do that. That is cool. And so I progressed in that and built some ramps. Well, my dad got him to build some ramps for me. Didn't know what he was doing. But yeah, so, and just progressed in a career in freestyle motocross and motocross racing. So yeah, got, I guess my, got a world record. I got the largest jump for a female on a dirt bike. Of bungee jumped dirt bikes. I'd never jump off one, but done it on a dirt bike. And was the first female to actually progress in the sport. Rode, toured with the Krusty Demons, now known as Nitro Circus. Toured the world with them and judged the Rebel X fighters across the world. So that's the World Championship Series of Freestyle Motocross. Yeah. So, and then after that, that's my kind of, and then Youth Encounter kind of come out of that. So, yeah, run a ministry now, just impacting young people, hanging out with them, having a whole lot of fun, and dirt bikes is our tool that we use.
So, did you grow up a Christian?
I was growing up, well, you say a Christian, I was growing up in a religious family. Yeah. So, and yeah, went to church all my life with my family, and yeah.
And so was the church, how did your motocross lifestyle go down with your local church growing up? Did you find that easy?
Well, to start with, my parents actually said I wasn't allowed to do it because racing was on Sundays and church was on Sundays, and I was a bit of a rebellious child. And but, yeah, so I went racing on Sunday. It was my brother, his fault, he took me. And but yeah, it definitely was somewhat frowned upon, especially my conservative family. Not so much my parents; they got on board and they're pretty lax. But their family, you know, yeah, it was pretty conservative and a lot of religious traditions. So you know, even the word "crusty demons" was a little bit outside of the box. So yeah, it was yeah.
So how did you, like, personally, was there a conflict in your spirit, like, with those traditions that you'd grown up with and going on tour with Krusty Demons? Like, what did that kind of, how did that play out for you?
Not in a way. Like, I totally, God's been in my journey the whole way. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and claim I was perfect, you know, all the way through. But yeah, like I just, God's been in and through it, and what I was exposed to and adventured in and learned and has just been so powerful and so awesome in that journey. And I've learned that you can't look at someone's journey and judge it. You can't, because you don't know where God's taking them and what He's doing. And you know, I think in my sport, as super, like all these sports these guys are in, it's creativity. Yeah. And God's about creativity. He wants us to imagine a better future, something different, and, you know, pull that into our reality. And so, yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. Does anyone have any questions that they'd like to ask Mary at this point? Yeah, no?
Can we just get everyone to shuffle forward? There's heaps more people. If there's a little space in the seat, jump in the seat. It's a good problem.
It's a very good problem. I was really worried no one was going to turn up. Like, this is great.
Thanks, guys.
Feel free to, like, take over. Okay. Welcome. They heard you were here. That's great. Okay, so moving along, we just asked so Ben Wallace from Raglan to tell us a little bit about his action sport and his faith.
Yeah, so from Raglan, so surfing was a big part of growing up, and obviously from surfing came skateboarding. What else to say, really? I grew up skateboarding. I was surfing from about the age of 8. Skateboarding came at about 10. The church, like, I grew up in a Christian family. We went to church, we did that, and I just would try to get out of, I guess, church every Sunday, but I wasn't kind of... it worked sometimes. I was like, if the surf was real pumping, it was like that was the exception. But for some reason, the skate park isn't quite the same. It's like it's there all the time, so you can't really be like, it's like, you know, it's not like surfing. You can't just go, the conditions are right. So, yeah, my family was great, Christian family. I've had like a long line of Christian heritage, so I think I've been really blessed with my family. But yes.
Yeah.
Any questions around that?
Yeah, so when I met Ben, he was 16 years old. He had long hair and he came on tour. We were doing a tour through schools around the North Island. And I remember him distinctively saying to me, so I was kind of looking after the skateboarders, and I wanted them to go to church because I was a parent myself of 16-year-olds. And Ben's like, I'm not going to church. It's so boring. And to watch him grow and develop over the last 6-7 years has been an incredible testament of just the church and also him just being who he is and not allowing some of those traditional mindsets to kind of help mold him. And he is like on fire and being used quite mightily amongst the youth in New Zealand and worldwide. He's done some incredible things. At festival, do you mind if I share this?
Yeah, go ahead.
At festival, how many years ago? 3 years ago?
The last one I did was 2016.
Yeah. He had an encounter with Jesus. And that, for me, watching Ben's story unfold, was so inspiring because there was all of a sudden this boy that thought church was so boring and that he didn't sort of want to be there because of the boredom, just caught fire for Jesus. And just, Ben, you're just an amazing young man, and he's learning to prioritize and just shine the light. So I've just been in awe of this guy and what he's been achieving. So, yeah, thanks, Ben. He's a really good bowl skater as well.
Melody made that sound really, really easy, but the last couple of years have been, like, super hectic. I'm not one for exactly, like, the traditional religious, like, church type, but I think one of the best things I learned was reading is actually the best thing in the world. Reading, like, opens your mind up to learning, and, like, I think that's, for me right now, I'm at a place where I'm, like, I'm hungry to learn, whatever it might be. It could be, you know, I have a friend who's a passionate vegan, like, legit, like, passionate. And I'm actually looking at becoming a vegan, which is a big thing for a farm boy. But I think what I've come to know is that for somebody who holds that so close to them, me being a Christian, what better way to love and show them Christ by actually going, you know what, I might try what you're so passionate about and actually look into trying what you find right in your world, even though I think, like, I don't really want to be a vegan. Like, I eat the best meat every day. I think at the end of the day, I've just learned that above all else, you know, like, love is, like, the foundation of my life. And I think, you know, my family have showed that to me. Melody has shown that to me. You know, Josh in the time that he was here a couple of years, and Logan has been a real big part of my life. And I want to mention out Daniel Gemmel, who's sitting down here.
Yeah,
he's played a huge role on my life with skateboarding. He's taken me under his wing. I've been skating with him since I was about 14 or probably even younger than that. But I think just having people there to love on you where you're at has just been such a huge part of my life and such a transforming part of my journey that kind of still continues. And I'm hoping and I'm praying that God would continually put this in me so that I can do that for the younger generation that that I'm around, whether they be skateboarders or surfers or, you know, or what else, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
awesome. Thanks, Ben.
Cheers.
Anyone have any questions at this point for Ben? Is he single? Some of you the girls might be asking.
Touchy subject, Melody.
Okay, all right, sorry.
It's complicated. Just came out of a breakup.
Yeah, so.
Good one, Melody.
Yeah, so Josh. Way from California. Would you like to share a little bit about yourself?
Sure. My name is Josh Harmony. I started skating in the early 90s, like 91 or 92. And during that time, skateboarding was pretty much dead. There was no money in it or anything. And most of the people that were doing it were scum of the earth, but amazing. I feel like the types of people that skateboarding attracts or any kind of thing where you kind of putting something on the line usually attracts people that are slightly crazy enough to put it on the line and be, you know, I don't know, willing to take those risks daily, enjoying what they do. And yeah, growing up in that was cool. It was counterculture all the way. Every bit of music that I heard was from skateboard videos or Thrasher magazine. The influence was huge in my life, and I really only cared about skating and like if other people were interested in what I was interested in. It wasn't like the internet where if you could find out about a band or something cool, there was no way to find out about it unless you had access to it. And so we really felt growing up that we had found something that was like truly special, that was like, you know, and skateboarding is a part of that, and surfing's a part of that as well. And as far as Christianity goes, my parents were not believers when they started out, but then they had some crazy spiritual experience where they saw like a black shadowy figure in their room that was like sucking. They said that was like sucking light into it, and my mom was raised Christian or whatever, and she asked Jesus to take it away, and it like disappeared, and they both saw it. So they started trying to read about Christianity and learn about it. And so I was raised in a family that was learning a lot, you know, figuring out their walk and everything. And my parents were very, very grace heavy. They were just always teaching me that, you know, whatever you do, get into, Jesus will forgive you and blah, blah, blah. And I never took it super seriously until I got older. Growing up, my older brother would sell drugs, and so I was kind of exposed to like a lot of shady stuff when I was younger because of skating. But at the same time, I was able, like our family was kind of able to be a light to people as well, because a lot of the friends that I grew up skating with were, you know, total outcasts, and, you know, their parents would beat up on them or whatever. And so they'd come and stay at our house and just get like a totally different taste of what life could be. And yeah, later on in my life, my parents moved to Chicago, and during high school, and then I started filming. And when we moved back to California, because my dad got a job transfer back to California, I sent a video into Toy Machine Skateboards to Ed Templeton, and then he gave me a call back and sent me a box of boards and had like wheels and boards and shirts and all the stuff, and I just couldn't even believe it. And I called him and I said, thank you so much. And he gave me this list of photographers for like Thrasher and Skateboard Mag and all these different magazines, and the top of the list said Get Gnarly on it. So I would cold call these photographers and meet up with them and go skating and get photos. And I started getting photos in magazines and interviews and stuff. And I got sponsored by a company called Fallen Footwear, and they gave me a shoe, and I turned pro and the whole thing. And during that time, I was experimenting a lot with psychedelics and weed, and I don't know, like a lot of people do in their, you know, late teens, early 20s. And I really started to question everything about my faith and what I'd been taught and everything. And I had kind of a heavy experience where I was smoking weed and it had cocaine in it, which is called Cocoa Puffs, and I didn't know it. And it really shook me up. And I had an experience with God, which really shook me up. And so then I got really serious about it, and I was in interviews sharing my faith about Jesus and stuff, and got a lot of flack. People made fun of me for it a lot, or would make up things that just weren't true. Like, I would just catch like things like someone made up that I believe that Satan put dinosaur bones or something in the ground so that people wouldn't believe in God, like things like that, just like wild things. But yeah, I've been doing that, and it's been quite a journey. I've had crazy ups and downs in my faith. I've been rocked in different ways that has really challenged my faith existentially. I've had a lot of really weird things that have been hard for me, and I'm here humbly and thankful to you, Melody, for inviting me to be here. So, cheers.
Thank you. Anyone have any questions for Josh at this point? We can ask questions afterwards, and I do expect some questions, please. Just saying.
Yeah, so my story, when I was probably 10 years old, my youth pastor said to me, write down on a piece of paper what you want to do with your life, like dream big. So lots of people wrote all these awesome things. They want to be a doctor. They want to, I don't know, be a lawyer. They want to save the world and all these different things. But I wrote on my piece of paper that I want to use my surfing and skateboarding to bring others to know Jesus. And so life went on from there. I did lots of things, got into lots of different ministries, had an amazing family, got an awesome heritage. But then 2 years ago, my wife and I, we were traveling overseas and kind of figuring out, God, what are you going to use us? I'm a builder by trade. My wife's a florist. And we're like, what are we going to do? Kind of took the year out to like say, God, am I just going to do my building for the rest of my life? And then, long story short, but the chairman of the board of Christian Surfers approached me and he said, hey, look, what are you doing when you come home? I think you should be the new director of Christian Surfers. And I was like, what the heck? Like, what does that mean? Long story short, I got the role 2 years ago of leading the ministry here in New Zealand. And it's just been a massive honor. I got an amazing board. It's just amazing to see. And the day that I kind of got appointed in front of the Christian Surfers community, God reminded me that when I was 10 years old, I wrote that on a piece of paper. And so God saw where I was going to be. And, yeah, I've gone on a journey, and God has taken me through so many different things to equip me to where I am now. And not that I've got it all together, but it's just so cool to see. And I was like, whoa, I was really taken back by when I was 10 years old, I had that dream. So for all of us here, I just encourage you guys to dream big, you know. And I wanted to use my passions of surfing and skating, and here I am. I get to do that. And so for all of you guys, just like dream big. And God may not give it to you right now, but he will prepare a way for you to do what he's called you to do. So,
That's awesome.
It was just awesome that God reminded me that day. And I was like, oh my goodness, I totally forgot. I was 10 years old. Like, I had no idea. And so, yeah, I'm still with Christian Surfers. It's a full-time thing for me. And still, yeah, God's got awesome things for the future of the surfing of New Zealand. A little bit about Christian Surfers. It's a worldwide movement. It started in Australia. And how that started was there's a guy called Brett Davis who was surfing. He loved Jesus, but he loved surfing. But back in the 60s, if you were a surfer, you couldn't be a Christian. It was so looked down upon. It was so countercultural. Surfers, they got dressed naked on the side of the road. You know, they got on their weddies. There was like a massive no-no. A lot of them would probably into drugs, and it was just this really negative thing from the church view. And so he had that pressure from around him, and he was like, what? But I love surfing. It just gives me so much joy. I love being in the ocean, but I love Jesus. And so he was torn. What do I do? And so he said, okay, God, I love you more. I'm going to give you my, you know, chucked his surfboard out and said, I'm going to live for you, Lord. But then God said to him, no, you're going to surf for me now. I know where your heart's at. And so that was almost 40 years ago. And so Christian Surfers started in Australia, came to New Zealand after 3 or 4 years. And so there's 38 nations around the world now that are involved with Christian Surfers and so many more that are affiliated and doing some amazing things. We have chaplains on the World Surfing League. And all the different, to the top, to all the to the Groms, we have so many things that God is doing in the surfing world, and it's just so awesome that this man, Brett Davis, said, okay, I'm going to pioneer this thing. And he had no idea. We had our international conference last year, and there was 300 people from 38 nations all there praising Jesus and saying, okay, this is what, this is how we're doing, this is where we're going. And so it's just really exciting. So I encourage all of you guys, whatever your sport is, whatever that is, if that is, you know, rock climbing, mountain biking, all these things, you know, God wants to use that to reach people, and he wants to meet everyone where they're at. And so don't, yeah, we kind of need to get out of the thought of these little four walls of, you know, a church, and we are a bridge to this church that Jesus is making, but just encourage, use what you've got, use what God's put in your hand. So that's kind of the heart behind Christian Surfers, but it doesn't have to be surfing, it doesn't have to be skating, it doesn't have to be motocross, it can be anything, okay? And God wants to use you where you're at. And if that is just in a 9-to-5 job, awesome, be faithful in that. Mm. But it's just cool to see that God is totally on the move, and he will bring his kingdom to here and to reach every person. And that's the vision for Christian Surfers, is that every surfer and every surfing community gets the opportunity to know and follow Jesus. And so it's huge, but it's huge for all of us to do it in our own little way. So, yeah, that's a little bit about me and Christian Surfers.
Lovely, thanks. I've been part of the Action Sports Ministry since 2011, and when I started, I didn't know anything. I knew one skateboarder, and it was my son, and he'd not want to know me. And so when I decided to run a skateboard competition in Wellington City, he wasn't too thrilled. He's like, Mum, you can't do that. You don't skate. Anyway, I was like, son, it's okay. and in that time, like when the Lord called me into that, in New Zealand particularly, there were those elements between church and action sports. They were real. Like the skate scene didn't want a thing to do. Like the culture in New Zealand didn't want anything to do with church. And I would arguably say on the majority, it went both ways. And so here I was just listening to the Lord stepping out. And I did not know what he was planning. And as the first competition that I ran was at Waitangi Park, and my church got right behind me, and we put on this big competition that's where I met Daniel Gemmell, who's actually one of New Zealand's greatest skaters of all time, in my opinion, and very humble, and would hate me saying that. And what I saw God do was incredible. At the time, I had no idea. I was just listening and obeying to what I felt God was telling me to do, which was just step out with what I had in my hand. And the church was hugely... a huge part of that. So I went around the Wellington region, and many churches got on board to help support me run this competition. And the week leading up to the competition, like, you've got to understand, I'd never been to a skateboard competition. I had no idea what I was doing. And then all of a sudden, it was kind of like, oh my gosh, what have I done? And the Lord, I said to the Lord, what do you, because we had this guy lined up to share a testimony, because I wanted to bring Jesus to the skate park. And I thought, I'll get a cool hip guy to come and share his testimony. And I had this musician, and he was all lined up. He had tattoos all over him. He looked cool. He had a great testimony, but he fell through. And I felt like when I was praying about it, the Lord said, I want you to speak. And I'm not a cool hip teenager with like tattoos with this cool story. I'm like a mom and a young mom. And it was like, what do I have to offer, you know? And what happened was, he said, I want you to tell them that I love them. And so it was like Waitangi Park. It was actually election day, and it was a beautiful, perfect blue sky in Wellington, and like it always is. And I went, and I got the mic just like this, and I got up, and there was a crowd of drunken hooligans on the scaffolding, trying to get me to kind of react, and I didn't. And I just said, you know, I'm doing this because I am a Christian and God loves you. And in that moment, I could feel the presence of God. And I feel him here because we're all Christians and that's who we carry. What I didn't see at the time was what God was doing was he was actually bridging a gap between skateboarding, the community in New Zealand, and the church. And since 20, and I remember Daniel, I just met Daniel, and that was a whole God thing. And what he, and I turned around and he had tears in his eyes. And he's been skating for, he should be on this panel, by the way. But he said to me, I can't. I said, what are you crying? He said, so I hope you don't mind me saying this. And he's like, yeah, I can't believe you've brought Jesus to the skate park. And it was so powerful. And we had some really influential New Zealand skate people at that comp. And doors just started opening for drop deep skateboarding, which I thought was just going to be a skate park. But why I'm telling you that is because today I stand here with these great people. I've met these people at different stages of the journey. Mary, for example, we only met at festival, but we've spoken, and I have heard people talk about this woman, and she is a legend. And it's like we need to celebrate as the body of Christ these legends, because they do something we can't do. They put their lives and their passion and their hearts into what they feel God's called them to do, whether it's motocross, surfing, skating, music or art, and they lay it all out on the line. And I've seen it time and time again, and they do it for Jesus. And what I've seen God do is now the church, not just in New Zealand but worldwide, start getting behind and actually deciding, we are part of this. We are a family. And that's why we've called this meeting today, because we want you that don't, you might not know how to, I don't know how to, I can't skateboard. I know that's hard to believe. But I knew that I carried Jesus and I could help them. And I'm believing that you're here too, because your heart is towards some type of action sport. There's something in you that's interested about that. And I'm here to tell you, you can be a part of what these guys are doing, because it really is a team effort. And it's time that we actually realized we are taking this nation by storm for Jesus Christ. And these people, these guys are representing Jesus in a way we can't. And we've got all these beautiful, I've met some of these boys down here that are shredders. These guys are going to put these guys to shame. You know, and that's the way it should be. But they need to be championed. And who better to champion them than the body of Christ? That's what I say. Amen. So I just want to thank you all for coming and listening to parts of these guys' story. And please ask them questions, because it is meant to be an interactive thing. But remember, when you go to your home church and you go into your community, it's not a us and them. We are a family. We are the body of Christ. And the Spirit of God is alive and moving in this country and worldwide. And there are souls that need to be saved. And we have been called as ambassadors. Now, I can't do what I do. So Drop Deep Skateboarding is completely 100% voluntary based and run on donations. I don't have a degree in marketing, but God has provided every single dollar I've ever needed to run anything I've ever done, even before I've done it. And I get to meet people like this and support them. Christian surfers, Logan, he needs finances. I hope you don't mind me saying that. He needs, but it's not just about the donations of the money. I know that's a touchy subject. It's about when you give a donation of money to someone like, you know, in action sports, it makes them feel connected. It makes them feel loved. When they know someone's praying for them in their church and asks them about what they're doing, it helps them to go out on the field and do a better job knowing that they're connected. And I hope you guys don't mind me saying that, but that's what I've seen. And so I just want to say thank you so much. Spread the word. God's Spirit is moving through action sports, and we are all part of it. And if you want to get involved with anything in New Zealand about action sports, we would love to kind of help. We want to work together. We want to create some kind of network so that we can support each other. We invite anyone with any skills, marketing, photography, prayers, whatever, mothers to come and feed these boys. That's all I do. I carry their phones and keys at the skate park. It's like, and drive them around and make sure their noses are wiped, you know. So please, you know, get engaged. I invite you to get engaged and get involved, because I guarantee there's an action sports child or young guy in your church that feels isolated and they feel frowned upon. And we need to make them feel loved and welcomed. So that's my little spiel. We've only got a few minutes left, so please, who? Yes! Woo! Give it up for the first question.
Kia ora koutou. My heart's beating really fast, and when that happens, it means I need to say something, so here I am. Just want to toe-talk what you said about donations, because just this week, actually, first of all, my name's Laura. I'm a freestyle skier, competitive in New Zealand. So that's another side of action sports. Yeah. And just this week, I've always been so scared, but where I'm going and skiing requires a lot of money, and my family does not have that. I don't have that. And so I've had to put all my trust in God to, you know, kind of get this journey rolling. And I was so scared to start a Give a Little page, so I never did, because I didn't want to take people's money, because I went on this downward spiral that what if I took people's money and then I failed, and then I just, you know, I just feel so guilty. But then my auntie started one for me this week, and it's going really well. So yeah, what you said about donations is I totally, now that that's happening, I feel so supported and so much more comfortable going out and doing what I'm doing. Yeah. Woo! But my question for you guys is, would you be able to share how, because all of our sports are obviously really scary, how you conquer your fear through God's grace? Yeah, sure. So, for example, for myself, when I compete, I keep a note, like a piece of paper of Bible verses in my pocket, and I read them before I drop into the course. So what's, like, your strategy in that area?
Personally, when I was growing up, like being a skateboarder,
You can't hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. I just feel more comfortable without the mic. But when I was younger, growing up skating, like, we were just looked at as just total losers, you know? So you kind of had to build up thick skin in a way and just not care. I think at the end of the day, it's like training yourself to not care. It reminds me of a Bible verse that says, I think it's Ephesians 6:12. It says, "Do I now seek to win the approval of man or of God? For if I was trying to please man, I would not be a servant of Christ." So, like, the idea behind that is not thinking about failure or success. It's just doing your best and being present in the present moment and not being afraid of what might come. You know what I mean? You just, all you can do is do the best in the present moment, and it's going to vary from day to day, you know? So there's no reason to kind of, like, pile fear on, which is such a thing that we do. It's like a natural mechanism, our fight or flight. I think it's just really important to not care. You just got to let it go, you know? You just can't. There's certain things that you're not going to be able to change regardless, and no amount of anxiety or fear is going to change the outcome. You know, and all you can do is just show up and do your best, you know. And sometimes failing is good, you know. And, you know, like, I think skaters and people who do things like, I mean, just to learn to ollie properly or kickflip or surf or do a huge air on a bike, it's like you're going to slam for sure on the way to the success. And it's like, it's knowing that, like, sometimes you have to fail so you can learn and not be afraid of that, you know? Don't be afraid to look stupid. It doesn't matter, you know? It's, yeah, just let it go. That's what I would say.
Thanks. Anyone else?
Yeah, so I think for me, like, how you're saying is the competing side of it. My side, like, what I've found is people have always made me feel like I belong. And my, like, as, like, my journey has, you know, over the last couple of years, I've come to a place where I'm, like, consumed with, like you said, God's grace and his love for that he shows me. And I think my fear is that I won't show that to other people. So one thing that I personally do is in the morning, I'm just like, okay, God, like, take my pride, take my ego, take my arrogance, because I know all these things lead away from love. And I really have to surrender up all that I am, and I have to, like, cancel out these things that are, like, of the world, you know, like these things like comparison, because, again, like I said, ultimately they lead away from that love that kind of secures me and who I am. And when I know who I am, I can help people feel belonged. And I think ultimately that's like my mission, is to encourage people, champion fellow believers, and even champion those who don't even know Christ. Because at the end of the day, it's not about what you've done or what you're going to do or what you're doing right now, but it's actually who you are in Christ. And I've come to, you know, like, that's my whole thing that I'm consumed on, is that, like, love is literally, like, everything that this life has to offer, you know. And I think, yeah, the more that I just surrender my own crap down and I'm like, I don't stumble and I don't hold it and bottle it in, I just go, okay, God, like, you know, like, I've messed up, but this is yours. Now help me go and help other people feel belong, you know, feel belonging in their community and where they're at. So, yeah.
From a, I guess, a risk, physical risk kind of fear point of view, something I used to do, it's not quite as spiritual as you, Ben, but I used to listen to AC/DC. They were like...
Back in black.
Yeah, pretty much. No, it would get me amped. But, I mean, there is a, like, I think it's not about not having fear. It's how you deal with it and that overcoming of it, because it's there for a reason. Keep you safe sometimes. But like you said, with God's grace, I think it's like I've chosen to do this and put myself in this risky situation. And yeah, you know, something happens, injury, or someone thinks something, but it's like just, oh God, you've got this. And allowing God to journey you through whatever the outcome might be, and not focusing on the success or failure of it, but just being in that moment and giving it everything. Like our motto is, live life wide open.
That's awesome. Thanks. Any other questions? Yes.
Identity. There's this, and I mean, it's just, it's a struggle we all have in life, is identity. Who am I? And it's, you get identified as a certain person type or, you know, in a category, and then you just start to believe it and become it. And yeah, so I think that's a big part of, for me, what the church, you know, I had this identity and then I had to live up to it. Yeah, it's part of it.
Yeah, same. I think, yeah, mine is always going to come back to love, and I think the misconception for me is that the church, you know, is relatively, like, there's so many different denominations and a lot of, like, politics and whatnot in it, and, like, things get really religious and people... Like, we have to just, I believe that we just got to open, like, it, we're all sinners, like, we all sin. Like, there's nothing's rated that's all exactly the same. It doesn't matter what you've done. We are, like, God sees us exactly the same, and Jesus has died for every single person. So, for me, I want to, like, challenge, and I want to walk with people, and I want to, you know, like, encourage, like, the church and any church that I'm a part of to welcome in those people who are broken and welcome in those people who might be consumed by something, because... Just because they're consumed by that thing doesn't mean that's what they're found in. They might be looking for identity in that at the moment, but all we want to do is go and make them feel belonged and, yeah, you know, make them, like, let them know that they belong to Christ. And when they know and see, like, that true love, then they, you know, 10 years down the track, they could become a Christian. They could come to know Christ and have, like, an actual, like, an encounter. I think, yeah, ultimately just love for me, eh?
Can I answer that too? For me, so observing from a mother's standpoint and a leader in the church, being in the skateboarding and action sports community, what I see is a lot of these guys feel really outcast anyway. They kind of don't feel like they fit the mold. That's their culture, and they kind of do stuff that's real gnarly, and it's all tied up in their identity and how they're wired. And from a church side of view, because it hasn't fitted like our worship team or our hospitality team or our hosting team, if they don't fit in that, they can sort of feel really outcast. And I think as a church, we just need to be aware of that. And like, I've heard so many mothers tell me that their Melody, what can we do like to help my son feel like part of the church? Because I'm hearing it echoed throughout New Zealand. And so it's kind of like, that's why we're having this now, because we're making progress and just and talking about it. And it's like we all strive for that identity and we all kind of want to belong and be loved. And I think it's just bringing awareness by talking about it and doing great events like Festival One, you know, and yeah. having action sports here. Yeah.
Yeah, well, with Christian Surfers, when Christian Surfers wasn't a thing. He was just a surfer who wanted to use his passion for surfing. And so for him at the start, it started, he needed, like, a hub of people to, like, have community because the church was really, in a way, outcasting him without meaning to, maybe. And so he just told his friends, and he says, hey, guys, I can actually be a surfer and a Christian. And they're like, what? You can do that? Like, that's so unheard of. It was so countercultural at the time. And so for him, he just hung out with friends. They just met up weekly to encourage one another and say, look, as we go out in the waves, let's be a witness. Let's love on the community. And so for Christian surfers at the time, it just spread like wildfire because these guys, like, what? There's surfers telling us about Jesus? The church hates us, and now you're telling us that Jesus loves us? Like, it was so crazy. Fast forward now, it's surfing's mainstream, so it's, like, totally acceptable. So it's totally changed now. But for you guys, how can we do that? Like, a lot of us probably want this fully established thing, like Christian surfers or encounter camps or, like, you know, this thing. I want to join something, but, oh, there's no mountain bike thing. Oh, there's no skydiving thing. Or there's no mountain climbing. But if you've got friends and you're already in that circle, just use that and say, look, let's meet up once a week.
Yeah.
Let's hang out. Let's, I don't know, what does that look like? Brett didn't know at the time. He was just like, oh, he was just winging it. He just hung out, had like a bit of a Bible study, and then they'll just kind of invite people to that study and say, hey, look, we're going to talk about Jesus. We're going to go surf first, then we'll come back, have a feed, and talk about Jesus. But for you guys, I don't know, in a weekend, go mountain biking. And then, like, afterwards, instead of just doing it for ourselves, be like, okay, let's go have fun, invite some friends, mountain biking. Man, how good is God for these amazing redwood hills, you know? Like, how good is God for legs and arms to be able to actually ride this bike? So, like, maybe just get in a crew and telling your friends and family, Mom, I love swimming, you know? How can we swim together more with some friends? Tell your, you know, just, I suppose, just spread that word, just say to other people, how cool would it be if we had a ministry? There's nothing, so let's start it. And this guy was 18 at the time and is now still involved. So who knows where God could take you guys with whatever you love. So I just encourage, like, there's no, like, total formula, but you're welcome to come talk to us with our experience and, yeah, what does that look like? And we can keep you accountable. We can say, hey, look, this is what it looks like for us. Maybe that looks like something different. But just encourage, give it to God. God will totally lead you in using what you love.
Yeah. Thanks, Logan. Time is of the essence. I just want to say to you guys, so what I'm observing is if you want to start something, get your church involved. Exactly what Logan was saying as well. It's like, so if you've got some mates and you love skating, you've got a ramp in your backyard, say, hey, can we help work together? And just, it's like what Logan's saying, and just hang out. And that's how you build in relationships, and things sort of grow when you're together and you're purposeful about those things. If it's wakeboarding, I know pastors in Rotorua, they just have a home group and they wakeboard. You know, they don't necessarily talk about Jesus, but then he's a pastor and then, you know, it's going to come up. So it's just spending time with people. But I would encourage any of you action sports enthusiasts, get your church involved because they want to be, and show them how. But I'm going to have to wrap up. because we're going. But like Logan said, we are here for questions afterwards. Feel free to approach us, ask us anything you like. We like to talk. And thank you so much for coming. And you can find any of most of us online if you want to. Anyway, thank you. Give these guys a hand.
Great.
For more episodes, go to festival.one.